Gilad, good morning.
Hello, good morning, Sean. It's wonderful talking to you.
Yeah, absolute pleasure to get you on the program. Now, looking at the situation in Germany, what factors have we actually seen that have led towards certainly a perception of growing anti-Semitism towards Jewish people living in Germany in recent years?
Desecration of Jewish graves, and as this specific incident shows, it's not the first time in recent years that Jews that look Jewish, for example, they wear a yarmulke or a kippah, are being attacked simply because they're Jewish. There is a lot of racism in Germany these days that is not specifically Jewish. I happen to visit Germany a lot, and I remember in getting into a demonstration of hundreds or even thousands of people against migrants arriving in Germany. I think that all this together, so you have the migrants, it kind of brings up ancient anti-Semitism, which has been around for generations, as we know. Look, there is, people talk about the new anti-Semitism, but I think that the roots are the same roots of the old anti-Semitism. It's just that sometimes it's like a volcano, you know, it just comes up. And as you say, very perspicaciously, what is interesting here is that the guy who pretended to be Jewish was an Israeli Arab, and he argued that the Jews can be very happy in Germany, etc. Ironically, Germany is the highest growing population of Jews in the world. So if you looked at Germany 10 years ago, you could see that many, many Jews went to Germany from Russia, for example. So it was the most growing population of Jews in the world, especially Germany, which is ironic because of the Holocaust.
I mean, we talk about the Holocaust, we talk about Germany's relationship with its own past, and certainly there are laws passed in Germany that kind of regulate, against the rise of Nazism, the support of Nazism, and the support of Germany's role during World War II. But obviously, despite all this, these kinds of crimes are still growing. As we say, the kind of protests we're talking about, you talk about the huge rallies that we've seen as well. Jewish community leaders throughout Germany have stated that the size of public protests, such as in Berlin, there were over 2,000 attendees in support of Jewish communities, haven't been this big since before World War II. So obviously, that kind of atmosphere, you've got this atmosphere of wonderful, fantastic, a lot of people coming out in support, but this atmosphere that perhaps there haven't been this many concerns since World War II. I mean, what does that say about just how tumultuous the situation is?
Well, I think it's a very positive sign to see these demonstrations supporting the Jews in Germany. I would add that prior to the establishment of the State of Israel, German Jews did not usually wear a yarmulke unless they went to the synagogue. So the wearing of a yarmulke, or what we call in Israeli or in Hebrew kippah, is a modern phenomenon when it comes to German Jews. But coming back to the demonstrations in support of the Jews, look, I mean, there are always wonderful people in every nation. I mean, even during the Holocaust, there were the righteous people who helped, both in Germany, in Poland. We are not talking about millions of people. I mean, these are special people. So, I mean, I guess if you compare the numbers of the demonstrators in support of the Jews as opposed to the demonstrators against foreign people, or it would be kind of minimal. But look, I mean, every sign is positive. I think that the question is, what happens with the masses? I mean, most of the people just could not care less, and they just ignore. So, I mean, the silence of the hoi polloi, of the masses, of the this is the most important thing. Although I'm very happy to hear about these gestures of support, I'm not that optimistic in general.
Well, that's definitely a concern. Obviously, here in Australia, we also see this same phenomenon. In fact, I think it's a really a global phenomenon at the moment, the rise of the alt-right, as it were. I mean, over in Germany, they've got this far-right political party, Alternative for Germany. It's been cited as a source of many recent anti-Semitic crimes. Here in Australia, we do see those same kind of protests that you talk about, the marches against foreign people. When it comes to anti-Semitism, how much of a concern is it, do you think, on Australian shores? How much should we be watching out for it?
Look, obviously there is a lot of anti-Semitism in Australia, just like there is a lot of racism in Australia. I personally believe Australia is the best country for a migrant, but obviously it's far from being perfect. I can show you many examples of kind of little instances of anti-Semitism. For example, I was attending a book launch in Adelaide where I'm professor. I'm currently in Port Augusta reclaiming the Bangla Aboriginal language. But in Adelaide, in a book launch, I was talking to somebody I didn't know, and I said, we were talking about accents. You know, accents are very interesting. For example, I said, if Indigo Montoya, in that beautiful film, The Prince Bride, if his accent, he said, my name is Inigo Montoya, you killed my father, prepare to die, you know. And I said, if he had a British accent, for example, it wouldn't work. I mean, he needs to have this kind of funny Spanish accent. And then I mentioned Fawlty Towers. Now, I don't know if you remember, but in Fawlty Towers, there was a guy called Manuel.
And, absolutely.
And he, you know, and when Basil came and said, I told you to put the butter on those trays. So Manuel would say, no, senor, uno, dos, tres, uno, dos, tres. Now, I used to watch the Fawlty Towers, and I thought, I was sure that the guy was Spanish. And one day, somebody told me, no, this is Andrew Sachs. He's a Jewish actor from London. Now, when I said that in the launch, in the book launch, somebody, you know, it was just a small talk. And so the guy told me, I mean, he didn't know who I was. He said, oh, what do you want? You pay a Jew a little bit of money and they would be able to imitate any person you want, you know. So, I mean, he said that and I was kind of, you know, I was laughing a little bit. It was just a joke, you know, I didn't take it too seriously. But then he asked, okay, what's your name? Where are you? I said, well, my name is Gilad. I come from Israel. I mean, he felt very bad about it. Now, I did not take it too seriously, but I mentioned it to some Jewish friends of mine in Australia, and they said, look, this is anti-Semitism. This is racism. I said, look, I mean, it was kind of a joke, you know. I mean, okay, I know personally that I'm much more generous than this guy who said this thing about Manuel. But you see, this is just a small instance that I'm sure every Jewish person in Australia would encounter. Now, not to mention, for example, people who look Jewish, unlike me. I mean, I don't have a yarmulke. You know, I don't look like a rabbi, but there are some people like that in Sydney who were attacked by local Australians. I don't know which, what exactly type of Australians they are, but I mean, we hear from time to time about such anti-Semitic incidents. Look, I mean, I think that these incidents are not specifically anti-Jewish. I mean, there is also anti-Chinese, anti-Muslim, etc. So I see a lot of instances like that in Australia, despite Australia being, in my view, a wonderful country. So I think that, you know, it's very hard to get rid of this othering. Othering is what constitutes the identity of a person. A person decides on his or her identity vis-a-vis the other. So without the other, there is no self-identity. I mean, this is a natural kind of instinct. We define ourselves, oh, we are this, we are not that. What is interesting about anti-Semitism is that anti-Semitism sometimes happens in places where there are no Jews whatsoever. I've been in Eastern Europe in places where there are no Jews anymore. I mean, there were Jews 100 years ago, etc. But people are still anti-Semitic, although they have never seen a Jew in their lives. So, I mean, it's kind of very funny. But I'm sure, by the way, that there are some Australians who will say are anti-Aboriginal, although they have never really met an Aboriginal person in their life. So, I mean, you know, you have this kind of othering, which sometimes is against people who are considered disadvantaged, and sometimes it's against people who are very successful, so it's out of envy. In the case of anti-Semitism in Germany, as you know, often it is because Jews were very successful economically, so people were very envious of them. I mean, so racism has many forms. I mean, it's not only against people who are considered disadvantaged or, you know, not that good. Sometimes it is against people who are too good or too successful. Oh, they're taking our jobs.
Well, I think that is an excellent point there to leave it, Gilad. Thank you very much. Really do appreciate your time.
Oh, it's a pleasure, Sean, and I look forward to talking to you in the future. And let's hope for a better world.
Absolutely, absolutely. You have a great day.
Thank you. Take care.